Kathy, tell me about Faith Deployed Again. Obviously, this is a sequel to a previous book. What kind of book is it? Tell me about it.
This book is a devotional book. The original one was written for military wives, but this one has a section for military moms. And the goal is to encourage the Blue Star moms and the military wives because God has something to say to them and to give them the hope and peace they need while having a loved one deployed.
Kathy, how did it come about that you are contributing to the book? Tell me how you came to play a part in this.
I became acquainted with Jocelyn Green, who actually was born in Rockford, through email, through a military ministries. I am the leader of a local military ministry called Hope at Home, and I do a newsletter, and she found out about the newsletter, and she actually posted on her website, faithdeployed.com, which is from her first book. And so she asked me to participate and write a few devotionals for this book as it came out for the Blue Star moms, for the military moms.
The one I did read was the one that you wrote about how it was really hard to say goodbye to Brian the second time when he went to Iraq after returning from Afghanistan. So you as a military mom really get this, don't you, Kathy?
Yeah, I really get it. Brian was deployed twice. He had two really tough deployments. And as a mom, there's that invisible umbilical cord that we always have, that we feel like we can rein our kids in if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are deployed, that umbilical cord is severed. You have no control. You have no contact, you know, that you can call and check on them like at college or if they live in another country. You have to totally rely on God and the comfort that he can give you.